country, the Protectorate was protected from internal and external threats by the British military. Company rule involved private companies that were established in Britain. These organizations developed their own colonies that sought to make money from land or commercial concerns. Whenever a war or rebellion occurred, the companies were generally poorly equipped to deal with the problem on their own, so they looked to the British government for help. Dominions were given great freedom to rule themselves, but only developed in the 1900s. The goal of a dominion was to operate as an independent country after being granted the freedom to rule on their own. After World War I, many colonies and governed areas were set up as mandates. These included colonies from Turkey and Germany that were handed over following the war and run with the intention of ultimately receiving independence. After World War II, the United Nations worked to transform remaining mandates and dominions into free, independent nations. Other than these five different types of colonies, some colonies were established for industrial concerns or missionaries. In the example of the Pitcairn Islands, the colony was developed by escaped mutineers. Throughout all of the colonies, the common element was that Britain retained some control over the region. With its sea power and commercial ability, Britain was able to operate a large global empire. The beginning and end of the empire. Dating the exact